The House will come to order. The clerk will call the roll.
Barker, Barnhart, Berger, Beyer, Bonamici, Boone, Boquist, Bruin, Buckley, Burley, Butler, Cameron, Cannon, Clem, Cowan, Dallum, Dingfelder, Chris Edwards, David Edwards, Esquivel, Flores, Galizio, Garrard, Gelzer, Gilliam, Gilman, Gerard, Greenlick, Hannah, Holvey, Hunt, Jensen, Comp, Kotek, Krieger, Crummel, Lim, McPherson, Maurer, Minnis, Morgan, Nathanson, Nelson, Nolan, Olson, Reed, Richardson, Riley, Roblin, Rosenbaum, Schaffler, Scott, Shields, Greg Smith, Patty Smith, Thatcher, Tomei, Wisnet, Witt, Mr. Speaker.
All members are present. Excuse Representatives Roblin and Speaker Merkley. The flag salute will be led by Representative Deborah Boone.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The opening ceremony will be presented by Representative Andy Olson, District 15, Albany.
Morning, everyone. When I was 46 years old, I thought I wanted to return and be prepared for when I retired from the state police a few years later. So I went on to George Fox College, start working my master's degree in marriage family therapy to be a counselor. Now, I didn't complete it, so I don't want you to come to me after this either today to have discussion about it. But in it, there was, I did an extreme amount of study and reading from clinical psychologists' perspectives. And I just want to share this one with you from Henry Cloud and John Townsend. The past is your ally in repairing your present and ensuring a better future. So, food for thought, and let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this day, and we thank you, too, God, for everyone that's in this room. Pray, Father, that as we move forward through this day and into this session, that you would grant each one of us wisdom that we need from you. And Lord, at the same time, we pray, too, that you would build bridges, help us with that attitude and that heart. And at the same time, God, as we pray for this, we would ask, too, for your mercy and your protection over those who are across this world protecting us as our soldiers, and for the families as well. Lord, we think of them because they're hurting, they're missing their loved ones, and that you would comfort them as well. So thanks for that now. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
courtesies. Representative Barker.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Colleagues, I would ask you give courtesies of the House to the students that are here from Hazeldale Elementary School. It's right up the street from my house on Farmington Road. And welcome. These are Oregon's future leaders. Thank you for coming down today.
We welcome you to the Capitol. Further courtesies? Representative Chris Edwards.
Thank you. Could I please direct your attention to the sidebar? A constituent of mine, Eric Stillwell, is with us today. He is a graduate of the University of Oregon with a degree in political science. He's an old Hollywood guy. He, after interning here in the Capitol in the mid-80s, he went down to Hollywood and was a production associate for Star Trek, The Next Generation, and Voyager, while also co-writing a few of the episodes. And his last project was as a producer and writer for the Eugene Children's show, Nana's Cottage. And he's interested in getting re-engaged in the political process and the public process here in Salem. So I'd like to everybody to extend a welcome to Eric Stillwell, one of my constituents.
Welcome to the Capitol. Further courtesies, the honorary page today is Ikte Park of Manhattan Beach, California, sponsored by Representative John Lim. And further courtesies, colleagues, I will just mention that Representative Terry Byer's birthday is tomorrow, January 26th, and Representative Larry Galizio's birthday is Saturday, January 27th. So we wish both of you happy birthday. I'm sure you're glad we're not in session, so you won't be embarrassed by us singing to you. Further courtesies, messages from the governor, messages from the Senate, first reading, memorials and resolutions, standing committee reports. The committee report file dated January 25th, 2007 has been distributed. Special orders of business. The clerk will read the resolution.
HCR 2, in memoriam of President Gerald R. Ford.
The question now arises upon final reading and adoption of House Concurrent Resolution 2. Representatives Hunt and Scott.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'm proud to co-carry this bill with my good colleague from Oregon City and Canby. You know, today is actually the last day, the 30th day, that the President called for to mourn the life and presidency of Gerald Ford. So it's appropriate that today we act on this bill. Gerald Ford actually was the first president I ever voted for. Now, I was in third grade, and Jimmy Carter won the class election in Miss Hess's class. But I remember just having tremendous respect for what he had done, even as a third grader at the time, to really bring our country together after such a difficult period of time, a difficult period in Watergate, a difficult period in Vietnam, a difficult period in so many ways. Gerald Ford came into the presidency at a time of national crisis and political division. And in our nation's history, only 41 other people have served in that office. But what really brought out the leadership of Jerry Ford was his willingness to put doing what was right ahead of his personal political career. At his heart, he was a legislator. Most of his career was spent in the U.S. House of Representatives. Gerald Ford once said, "I've always believed that most people are mostly good, most of the time. I've never mistaken moderation for weakness, nor civility for surrender." As far as I'm concerned, Jerry Ford said, there are no enemies in politics, just temporary opponents who might vote with you on the next roll call. Gerald Ford's words still call us, even today, to build bridges and to always regard our colleagues on the other side of the aisle as potential partners in creating a better state. And I would urge you to support this resolution.
Representative Scott.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Colleagues, House Concurrent Resolution 2 honors President Gerald R. Ford and his legacy and leadership and service to our country. President Ford's leadership did not begin when he assumed the presidency. His leadership started as a child when he joined the Boy Scouts and earned the rank of Eagle Scout. His leadership continued at the University of Michigan, where he led the Wolverines to two national titles in college football. He rejected two offers from the Packers and Lions and decided to teach football and become a lawyer. Gerald Ford could have continued a successful law practice, but he chose to join the Navy after America was attacked at Pearl Harbor. Gerald Ford ran for Congress after returning. He served Congress for 22 years and left his fellow House Republicans and led his fellow House Republicans as the leader. He became our president during a very difficult time. As president, he worked hard to stabilize and grow our economy, and he signed historic legislation expanding education to children with disabilities. When he passed away last month, he was commonly remembered as a decent man who healed a nation. President Ford visited our state four times during his time in office. He visited Portland only 3 months after taking the oath of office. He happened to go to a Trailblazer game with Governor McCall and Senator Packwood. By the way, the Blazers won the game, but they had a lousy first half. Promoting the situation, the Blazer president at the time, who was Herman Sarkowski, complained that the team played, and I apologize to my folks across the aisle, like a bunch of Democrats. I'm sure he meant that as a compliment. Colleagues, H.R. 2 recognizes President Ford for his honest work and integrity, and our appreciation for his legacy and leadership and service that we will endure for years to come. Please join Representative Hunt and myself in supporting House Concurrent Resolution 2, honoring Gerald R. Ford, our 38th president. Thank you.
Further discussion, Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Colleagues, to the concurrent resolution, Madam Speaker.
To the resolution.
Colleagues, 30 miles from here, you'll find the corporate headquarters of Evergreen International Airline, the world's most diversified aviation company. In 1975, we were so honored to work with President Gerald Ford when he signed into authority certificate number one when Congress established the charter category for commercial aircraft. It was my honor to meet President Ford, and with that operating authority, Evergreen International Aviation has spanned the world, operating in some 178 countries. You'll be proud to know that that airline was the first American airline to have cargo authority into Japan, the first to have operating authority into China, the first to launch that brown truck, United Parcel Service, and the one which operated the hubs for the United States Postal Service when it went to Express Mail. It's my honor to serve on the board of this great airline, work with these great people, and this great president during a long period of 24 years. This airline also flew more missions than any other carrier in Desert Shield, Desert Storm, and continues to be a select carrier for the Military Air Command. Most importantly, Evergreen International Airlines enjoys and has earned the finest safety record of any airline in the world. This time, I would just like to say thanks to this great president's family for his dedication, his commitment, and for us here in Oregon establishing this wonderful operating authority, which has hired many, many individuals in our state.
Further discussion? Representatives Hunt and Scott, do you wish to close? They do not. Those who are of the opinion that House Concurrent Resolution 2 should pass will vote aye, and those opposed no. The clerk will open the voting system. All members have voted. House Concurrent Resolution 2, having received the required majority, is declared adopted. Propositions and motions. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 2491 relating to continuing care retirement communities. House Bill 2492 relating to retirement plans. House Bill 2493 relating to Oregon Health and Science University. House Bill 2494 relating to saliva divinorum. House Bill 2495 relating to self-insured health insurance program of local governments. House Bill 2496 relating to certificate of title fees and providing for revenue raising and request approval by a three-fifths majority. House Bill 2497 relating to rate of compensation for long haulers. House Bill 2498 relating to construction work on existing structures. House Bill 2499 relating to restitution. House Bill 2500 relating to tax credits. House Bill 2501 relating to early childhood education program appropriate money and declare an emergency. House Bill 2502 relating to sales of tobacco products. House Bill 2503 relating to voluntary services by retired individuals. House Bill 2504 relating to voluntary services by retired nurses. House Bill 2505 relating to voluntary services by retired state police officers. House Bill 2506 relating to voluntary services by retired education personnel. House Bill 2507 relating to disposition of human remains. House Bill 2508 relating to photo red light.
Bills read first time or passed to the Speaker's desk for referral. Second reading of House bills. Consent calendar. Third reading of House bills. Final reading, memorials and resolutions. Bills, reports, and other business lying on the table. First reading of Senate bills. Second reading of Senate bills. Third reading of Senate bills. Other business of the House. Other business of the Senate. Orders of the day have been completed. Announcements. Memo from Jeff Merkley, Speaker of the House. Effective January 19, 2007, I am appointing the following members to the Joint Special Committee on Land Use Fairness. Representative Greg McPherson, Co-Chair. Representative Bill Gerard, Vice-Chair. Representative Brian Clem. Representative Arnie Roblin. Representative Patty Smith. Further announcements? Remonstrances. Remonstrances. Representative Buckley.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Colleagues, just wanted to call to your attention. In your mailboxes, you received today in your office a memo from the State Board of Education concerning the new diploma requirements that will go into place 2010, 2012, and 2014. When your school districts call you, might already have, this is the information that they will be receiving as well. If constituents are concerned about the new graduation requirements, this memo that they sent to each one of us gives great information on those requirements and the process for putting them into place. So I encourage you to please take note of that notice in your inbox today.
Further remonstrances, Representative Gerard.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. The new leadership at the beginning of the session promised an environment promoting openness in the process that encourages bipartisan participation and cooperation among House members. We are only 3 weeks into the session, and leadership has broken that pledge. On Monday night, the Joint Committee on Land Use Fairness adopted rules to prohibit a process for minority reports. This process is an important and traditional part of the Oregon Legislative Policy Committees and enables the minority party to give a vote to perspectives and viewpoints of all Oregonians. Last week, House and Senate leadership formed the Land Use Fairness Committee and used political rhetoric to attack a ballot measure that was passed by 61% of Oregon voters. The minority party has made a good faith effort to participate in discussions on how we can improve implementation of this initiative. Diverse perspectives will be needed to achieve a fair and common sense compromise, and minority reports are a part of that process.
Further remonstrances? Adjournment. Representative Jensen, 11 a.m. Tuesday, January 30th, 2007.
Madam Speaker, I move the House stand adjourned until 11 a.m. Tuesday, January 30th, 2007.
Representative Jensen moves the House adjourn until 11 a.m. Tuesday, January 30th, 2007. Without objection, the House is adjourned.